Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, even I think this is probably a little... over the line there.
I mean, at this point, I'm ready to run out the tunnel and slap hands. Like, yes!
Oh, my dear God. Okay. All right, listen. Evan, you know what? Make sure we run it again tomorrow. But I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that, and that's me saying it. But if David and Rico aren't offended, I'll roll with it.
Who you think gave him the critiques? Hey, he's from Chicago.
Non-denominational?
Both of us. Change the music. He's from Chicago.
So we've got three segments. We're not going to waste any time. Let's dig in.
Hi, guys. I'm here. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Mike, it's all on you.
No, because I want to involve the people in this. The headline would be Jason Tatum's a bitch. But if you want something more nuanced, here's my question. So the last two games for the Celtics are two of my top three in my lifetime worst playoff losses as a fan for the Boston Celtics. The other would be Game 7, 2010 Finals. Kendrick Perkins can't go because his knee ballooned up. And Ray Allen owed the Mafia money. Lose to the Lakers like 83-79. If Ray hits one shot, we win the title. I digress. You blow back-to-back 20-point leads, and your two stars who make a combined $95 million have a look on their face like they've both filled their diaper. I got nothing for you. But I started thinking about, okay, beyond like we're not in Boston. No one cares about what I would do or fine. We're sitting in Detroit, and we just had this conversation yesterday about how, man, I wish our GMs here would speak more about championships. And you know the type of fan I am. If you're not going to win the championship, there's going to be hell to pay.
Right.
Like if the Celtics lose this series, oh, no, bet your ass. I want Joe Mazzulla fired, and I want one of the Jays, Tatum or Brown, launched into the sun, traded. Like that is how this works. Because basically the Boston Celtics are turning into Rico's loser-ass Atlanta Braves, where they won 16 American NL East titles but won World Series. That's the Celtics. Tatum is a cupcake.
Why did I just take a stray?
Because it was warranted.
Okay.
Now listen.
You're hurt right
now. My question is this. Every fan has experienced what I've just experienced. But it's totally subjective what the composition of your worst singular playoff loss is. Now, it can be stylistically where you had a big lead and blew it. It could be what was on the line. Maybe you only believe in your mind it's qualified if it was in the championship round or game. For other people, it could be something first round, second round, but it's the way it happened, a bad break. I think of Kenny with puck luck. Hey, yeah, the puck went off a guy's sack, off the pipe. Not that one, but the actual where the goalie stands, right, and then into the net. You know, for baseball, look at the Tigers. Fenway, security guard, Torrey Hunter. Wasn't the World Series. God-awful playoff loss. So I wanted to ask the people, I can do whatever you want me to do, but I'm just very cutthroat about it. You know I've hated Jason Tatum for a long time. I think he's Charmin. And if I see another commercial with Superman in it, my head's going to explode. Along with, can we stop walking into the game with your son? No one cares. Send him to mommy. Daddy has to go to work now. I want to take Deuce Tatum and launch him on a SpaceX rocket. And I'll determine he gets to come back when the Celtics are up 3-2 in the series. Then Deuce gets to return to orbit.
You can't send a kid in orbit.
I can do whatever the F I want when I give you a max deal.
How in the world did Mikal Bridges just end the game on both your stars? That's the irony. Like,
because
he snatched it from Brown.
They are cupcakes.
And then
they
Tatum
are soft.
Goes in the air and is like, oh, where'd you come from? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they are gummy bears. That's all they are. I mean, last year, yeah, they won the title. Tatum wasn't the best player in the finals, and the Celtics had an easy path. I've never hidden from that. And then we played Luka, where there are plumbers driving their van around Detroit right now at 206 that are in better physical condition than that kid. So now you come back this year and you tank two games up 20 at home, and I got to look at both their faces or blank stare idiots like they're NyQuil'd out of their mind. Yet one of you is getting traded. That's how this game works. So my question is, you, Kenny, David, and all of you in Detroit, what is the singular worst playoff loss of your life? Now, I could name 50 of them. I'm not going to do that because it's up to you guys. So like Rico, Kenny, David, I'll start with you guys. 248-539-9797. What is, or do you want time to think about this?
Oh, no.
Does something stand out for you?
I have a local one, and then there's Jaquiski Tart.
I want the one that resides where your heart used to be, and now it's filled with rotten organ matter.
It's just the one that I would always ask him if we ever did a podcast or anything. Rashid, why did you leave Robert Horry?
Big shot, Bob. The false double team.
Why?
Okay.
It's not like we don't call him Big Shot Bob. Like, what were you doing? Yeah, that one right there.
I think a lot of people would share that. I believe it cost the Pistons a championship.
That was back to back.
And yes, they had opportunities, and yes, they blew game seven, but bottom line, it was over.
They would have never got to game seven.
It was over in that moment.
Yes.
So you're going Big Shot Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny, your singular, any sport, singular worst playoff loss that would compare to Jason Tatum filling his diaper in back-to-back games.
So this might be a recency bias on my part. It probably is. And it likely the right answer is one of the hockey playoff losses, but recency bias, the Lions not going to the Super Bowl, the Niners game, it still sticks in my craw.
Essentially.
The second half of that football game, Vildor, and everybody knows the story. I'm not going
to
re-adjudicate it. I don't want to. But
you basically were the Boston Celtics. You didn't blow a 20-point lead. You blew a 17-point lead. You gave up the ability to go up 20. Not that I'm bitter. And, yeah, you lose the right to go to a Super Bowl. I think it's not recency bias. No. Kenny, I'd argue, first of all, it was the biggest game for the Detroit Lions in 33 years at that point in time since the NFC title game, where, by the way, they were 17-point dogs against Washington at RFK.
That one, they had no shot. So this one, they actually had a chance, and they were winning. That Redskin team,
right,
man, it was
no one thought the Lions
hammer
were going
versus nail. Just put it like that.
All right, David, the Conclave. Your singular worst playoff loss that would compare to what I have just witnessed from the Celtics the last two nights, where now I'm not even angry. I simply want either Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum's face in a different city next year.
I go back to 2013. The Detroit Tigers were up 1-0 in the series in the ALCS against the Boston Red Sox and went into the eighth inning up 5-1.
Uh-oh.
It looked great coming back home up 2-0. It looked amazing. And then David Ortiz decided to hit the grand slam, and one Boston cop decided to raise his hand. I wanted to not hit David Ortiz, but I wanted to hit that Boston cop. I wanted to knock him out.
You can't strike a police officer, David.
I was not going to Boston to do that. Yes. But oh my gosh, that one right there. To this day.
Joaquin Benoit.
Oh.
I mentioned that the other day to David, and he really did get upset.
A lot. And again, These happen if you're a fan long enough. What's the reason you're not hearing chair smashes? Yes, it helps. My team won a championship last year. But I'm used to this with the Celtics. They've been the worst fourth quarter team all year. And Tatum and Brown, they're not killers. They're not. And look, I have friends back east who get mad at me because, you still hate Tatum? I'm like, yeah. Because in the big moments, he plays like a bitch.
Okay,
but he's soft. He's just not a killer. I can't make you the face of a franchise. Do you realize there are idiot Celtic fans who think he's a top 10 Celtic all time?
No, Mike.
Really?
Here's the thing. Here's where you are Kendrick Lamar. They not like you, okay? You are a unicorn. You, my friend, most people, when their team wins, you kind of, that's your guy, okay? You may not put him on, but that's your guy. They're never your guy. Tatum, Eli Manning have won things for you. These are the teams that you rooted for all your life, and you hate them both.
Well, Tatum got carried to a championship just like Eli. So they're actually the same person, except one uses their nostrils to breathe. The other's an open-mouth idiot.
So most people would say, he may not be everybody, but he won us something.
You ever see Fargo?
You don't give them credit for doing anything.
You ever see Fargo?
Yeah.
Wood chipper scene.
Okay. You don't. You're the one person, man. It's like
either Tatum or Brown goes in the wood chipper. I'm done. I'm out. I don't. One of them can't be in that town next year. It may work in a cute little town. Boston ain't putting up with that. This is the type of choke artistry you don't recover from. You got to blow it up.
Now, if they come back, then it's all's forgiven?
No, all's not forgiven because you stressed me out.
Still got it.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate. You upset my father? No, all is definitely not forgiven. Maybe if you won four straight. But if you get to a game seven and I got to hold my dad and make sure he's okay. No, you stressed me out. I'm angry at you.
Does it make it sweeter?
No. No, sweeter would have been a sweep and some rest. Now, I'm shopping Jason Tatum, and I want to know where I can send him.
Tatum, game-winning three.
Yeah,
in Boston,
right. In what lifetime
seven.
Will he hit a game winner? Kobe will hit a game winner before him, and he's dead.
This is what I mean. You built different.
Okay, time out.
No, you're built different.
I know, but hold on, because I use facts. I'm not one of these fans who runs around grappling their beanbag. Ready? Give me Jason Tatum's moment. I'll hang up and listen. Okay. No, take your time.
No, I'm...
The show doesn't go to break until you produce Tatum's moment. Okay. Go ahead. I'm such a bad guy.
I didn't say you were a bad guy. I said you're built different. That's not bad. That's just saying you're built different.
He's fake. He's a front runner.
Because the hate you have for I've heard this with Eli Manning, and I'm like, dude, won you two Super Bowls? Don't care. Man, okay. You hard on the people.
Because if you're going to be a legend and you're going to play underneath those banners, you know what? You live up to what's up there, not what's on that floor. Jason Tatum, if you talk to any of the old school Celtics, they'd look at this kid and they would snicker and go, bitch. He's not a killer.
No,
he's not a closer.
I can't see him on the same team as McHale.
They would have murdered him.
Bird.
No, please.
son, you're going to step to the lane. You're just going to keep out shooting.
So what is your version of what I've just watched the Celtics do? In singular format, what is the worst playoff loss of your life as a fan? And I don't care what team it is. You might be an out-of-towner. No problem. I don't care what sport it is. I have one that I thought Rico would use, and he didn't. I'm going to ask you about it next. No smarm. I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
248-539-9797. We'll take you to Tiger Baseball, and I hope someone takes Tatum to a different town.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, by the way, David, if you could go in the kitchen, Rico needs a flashlight and some tweezers to find that Jason Tatum moment. You keep looking, big guy. You may eventually stumble on one. The point is...
the sad reality. So I'm like, oh, I mean, YouTube this. And the first clip that came up is, where's his big moments?
Results inconclusive.
He had a good game against the Orlando Magic, it looks like.
Hey, Kenny, hand gesture it up. Now... one question before I go to the people, because I've asked about worst playoff losses in history. I'm surprised for you the answer was not the 2011 NFC Championship game, or as I call it, Kyle Williamsgate, where the Niners had no business losing to my Giants, but Kyle Williams fumbled two punts. Two. That's two more than zero, Rico. That, to me, would haunt me if I'm you, because that was Harbaugh's best team.
It was, but I mean, I kind of blocked that out. That one was just, it was hurtful, but I didn't think that that was a team that was going to win the whole thing.
All right, fair.
So it wasn't that amount of, like last year, I mean, or 2 years ago, when I'm like, okay, Kyle Shanahan, like, you guys could actually win this thing.
Jaquiski.
No, that was Greenlaw pops the
you just
Achilles.
Get a lot of disappointments, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's go to the people. I'm allowed that after what I've watched the last two games from those cupcakes in Boston. Anthony is on a cell.
Hey, that's two.
Okay, fair. Anth, what's going on, brother? How are you doing?
What up, Uncle Mike Valente? What's going on?
How are you, sir?
Hey, man, you a real New York asshole, because I was just about to say that, because me and Rico are 49.
Whoa, the language, you can't, I mean, I know you meant that as a term of endearment, but you can't attach the second word to the first there. Ant, love you, can't have that. He was comfortable.
He was. I think he was going to speak about, Kenny, the NFC Championship game.
It's okay.
I don't know how we got there.
No, because Anthony was comfortable.
But
that was a term of endearment. It's just not acceptable on the radio. Let's go to Drew in Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's up?
Well, how do you follow that? I guess I'll have to watch myself.
Just keep it clean, will you, Drew?
All right, I'm going to tell you my playoff loss, but then I got a question for you, Mike, after I'm done. So give me a second, all right? My singular biggest playoff loss, and it's showing my age. I'm 50 years old, and I was in my sporting high time. I was 13. It was the summer of turning 14, and it was the foul, no foul. It was Isaiah's greatest game in the playoffs. And
Lambeer on Kareem. Remember.
Yes.
Yep.
And I don't know if you remember. I think you might have been a little bit too young if you were even alive then. But at that time, when they lost that game, they lost that series, the word around town here was, is the NBA going to allow the Pistons to win a championship because of that foul being called? Because they win that game, it's over. I mean, that was the clincher. It was 10 seconds or 5 seconds to go. I mean, it was just – I cried for a week, Mike.
Oh, my.
I mean, literally cried for a week. I thought there's no way they're going to let our team win a championship because we're too mean and we beat people up and all this other stuff. So
I was about to say, I vividly remember that because – And nowadays, NBA, they would just review that play, and it would have gotten reversed.
No, it's right on the baseline.
But, Drew.
Thank you.
as much as people talk about the phantom foul, the one that gets me was a few years earlier with Isaiah throwing the ball.
Oh, Berg steals the ball,
passes it
over to DJ.
I cried for a month after that one.
I was devastated.
Yeah. Because we had him where we wanted him, but we gave it away. But my question for you, Mike, is – you know, I listen to you guys every day. I'm a very, very avid listener for you guys. I missed the episode or the day when you explained to me how you're a Yankees fan that likes a team from Boston. I'm a little aloof on that.
No,
one,
buddy. I got you covered. No, I've explained it a bunch, and it actually makes a lot of sense if people let you explain it. So, no, it's no problem. I grew up in the Albany area. That's on the border of Massachusetts. In the old days.
Shout out, Troy.
So shout out, horrible hometowns. The point is, in the old days, you got a cable system. It was different. So we got New York and Boston channels on the cable box. The other thing was, my dad was a Celtics fan and my grandfather was a Celtics fan. So that was the zenith of Bird, McHale, Parrish into NBA on NBC. I really didn't have a choice. And TV 38 was the Boston channel with Bob Cousy and Tommy Heinsohn on the call. And that's just how I grew up. And remember, by the time I got to like eighth grade, Bird's back was shot. He was in a wheelchair. Kevin McHale's legs didn't work. And then, oh, cool, we got Len Bias dead. Oh, that's okay. We got Reggie Lewis also dead. And then it was just ML Carr, Rick Pitino, nightmare. But that's how I'm a Celtics fan. Blame my dad and my grandfather.
No. I get
and
that.
The TV channels.
No, but Mike, that's how I ended up. Because he'd be like, how do you like the Braves? TBS.
Well, their games are all over America.
And the thing was, because they played in the National League, it didn't conflict with the Detroit Tigers at the time. I can root for both teams. It was like two separate sports.
So, yeah, that's the how. Also, there's a for sale sign out in front of Tatum's house. Let's go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's going on, pal?
How's it going, Mike?
Good.
First of all, I had to say, Tatum, absolutely embarrassing. I normally defend the guy, but he didn't even have control of the ball at the top of the key. I knew it was over.
He didn't know what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then the worst part is you shouldn't need Joe Mazzulla to save your ass. If you're an all-NBA player on a Supermax deal and you're the face of a franchise, come on, man, two and a move. You got to get a shot to the rim, and instead he got his lunch money
and
taken.
And you still got a timeout that you could have used.
Yeah, he's an embarrassment. No, Scotty, how about the practice jumper wide open on a dribble drive kickout? That's a practice jumper that a big-time player's got to hit. He wasn't even close. I mean, I got a million of them. He's been garbage this series.
Yeah, hopefully he's gone. Anyways, my playoff loss, definitely the 2015. Matty Stafford, Calvin Johnson, unfortunately Brandon Pettigrew. Losing to the Cowboys and CJ retiring the next year.
The flag that wasn't a flag, that was a flag, that it wasn't.
That's right.
The issue I take with that game, and I mean, look, we don't need to rehash the whole thing. You scored 6 points the last three quarters of that game. You just needed to do something, and it would never have been an issue. You did nothing.
I can't deny that. I just wanted to see him win. I'm a young Lions fan. So
I know. No, it's what's you know what's interesting is Scott chose that over the recency stuff. Like the NFC title game, to me,
you want to know why? Because in that game they were cheated, and he feels like that moment. If you got that moment back, I think David, it may have been with you that I talked about that Louisville Michigan game, or maybe it was with Rieger. But I was just like. It was still 7 minutes left in the game.
It was, but they robbed us. We should have won that game because of that.
This is 7 minutes left in the game.
Whoa, Michigan-Louisville?
Yeah.
That's the
championship.
Game where, yeah, you mean where you let some bum named Luke Hanover hit like 83s?
I hated it.
Huh. How did you get robbed?
It's the block.
Oh, that was block. But I'm like, if that was the final play of the game, I give you, like, it was 7 minutes to go.
Almost the amount of time the Celtics went scoreless last night.
So...
right back. Here we go. Yeah.
You know what?
14 straight shots.
Think about this over the break. Were you as confident going into that game as Paul Pierce was?
Make a triple word score. Go Wyatt Langford. Let's go. All the catchphrases all at once.
How confident was I?
Were you as confident as Paul Pierce that he threatened? I'll walk to work in my robe and barefoot.
Well, first of all, when you say stupid stuff like that, the universe punishes you. So you're going to end up walking to work.
He's still walking right now.
I would assume. He's also not in the greatest physical condition. Look, was I confident? Yeah. And up 20 again, I'm like, okay, just do the job. I don't care about style points. Just get this puppy home. And they did the exact same thing because they are soft trash. Blow the team up. Honestly, do you want to know what was going on in Tatum's brain the last 12 seconds? Here's a live look. Yeah, there you go. Jason, what's your plan on this last play? Maybe he was thinking about that. I don't know. It wasn't scoring the basketball. Hey, let's go live to Jason Tatum's brain in the fourth quarter. Argue it. Argue it. Rico's gone, but argue it. Here, I'll just tell you about FanDuel.
I feel so bad for you.
No, don't. Look, dude, they won a title last year. There's nothing to feel bad about. Now, I'm in vengeance mode. I want the whole thing blown up.
Update Thanos.
Right. Thanos should be the president of basketball ops for the Celtics. Each jewel represents a trade I make this offseason. I want him to snap his fingers and make Tatum disappear. Poof. Spider-Man mode. Okay. Vapor. There's just a pair of gym shorts and a t-shirt at the podium.
Crease up the mic.
Okay, we haven't checked in on Ticket Text. We're going to do that right now. Tiger Baseball next. They're awesome. They continue to win. Casual bullpen night last night after Job got blown up. 6 1/3 scoreless baseball. Chalk it up. I mean, again, I know it's the Rockies, but whatever, man. That's a game where your starter pitches like ass, and you're asking your bullpen to basically hold it at bay. Yeah, it's probably a game you lose. Not them.
Four RBIs by Javier Bayes.
Still can't. I can't go there.
You can't?
I can't. It's May 8th. You got to get me to July for me to believe in that. I've seen Javi have a good month before.
Okay.
You got. I can't. Don't ask
me. I've seen a good 10 days, but okay.
David, Ticket Text coming in. What do we got?
Rooting for you, Javier.
Game 163 between Minnesota and the Tigers. That was a playoff loss. I can't get past it.
That was the ball four that contacted the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the jersey is not a part of the person.
Correct.
Mm.
LeBron just dominating quarter four and overtime against the Pistons. Still hurts me today.
I've lived it. I've lived that twice when he was with once with Cleveland and once with Miami.
The funny thing, I remember being at that game, and I was just like, did anybody else score in that?
No.
It was just him.
In fact, they didn't.
MSU versus Bama on New Year's Eve. That is Luke and Grand Blank.
Really? You had expectations, Luke? Okay.
Carolina Super Bowl loss 2015 still haunts me.
Wow. The one where Cam Newton decided he didn't feel like diving for the fumble?
Business decision.
Yep. Someone said, this is Mike from Romeo. He says, everyone brings up the big shot Bob, but game 7, Pistons Spurs, Billups' performance was horrible. Only shot 8 attempts, 3 for 8. I cannot stand that game for that reason. 1993 Wings Leafs, game 7, or Borchewski, overtime game winner for Toronto.
Shout out Doug Gilmore.
That's before Kenny's time. Jason in Heartland says, yeah, Lions at San Francisco, hands down. That still hurts.
You know what, Mike? One for you.
How's it going on the Tatum moment search?
I've given up. I thought you were just being mean.
Yeah, but his sub has steak.
Okay. No, I was going to say the Isaiah Lewis running into the kicker in the championship game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all-time bad. All-time bad.
Green Bay Packers at Seattle, 2014 NFC title game. As a Green Bay fan, still makes me sick.
That was the ha-ha Clinton Dix game.
Yes.
Is that the one TJ, the onside kick or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy went hero mode.
My worst playoff loss is game 7, 2009 Stanley Cup final. Lidstrom had a tying goal robbed by Fleury.
No, hold on. Game 7, with about 2 minutes to go, he rang one off the crossbar.
Yes.
Sorry.
You okay over there, Kenny?
I think the problem in that series, too, was also Wings are up. Was it 2-0 or 2-1 in the series? And they're on a power play. And it was, Chris Letang shorthanded. And it flipped the whole series.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for that. Appreciate you, buddy.
Kenny, I was there. Kenny, we're all in pain today.
Why are we doing this? Is a terrible exercise.
If I'm in pain, we're all in pain.
No. Unified pain across the front.
You knew the second this topic came up, it was just going to be pull that scab off.
Everybody gets one.
Hey, remember when your team lost this one? Yes, Mike, I do.
Remember when your team sucked and now my life sucks too? Play the Rico drop. My life sucks now.
No, but it doesn't. Listen. Nobody goes back-to-back in professional sports anymore, especially the NBA. If the Celtics didn't win one last year, I would be irate. But I also, this is the opinion I've held on Mr. Tatum for years. So this is actually like a full circle moment for me. I've already lived this in the NBA Finals, up 2-1 on the Warriors, and Jason Tatum proceeded to play the rest of the series with a full diaper. Absolute leakage everywhere. And we blew the series against the Warriors. Go watch. Hey, how's the search going for his big moment?
We've quit. Hey, Kenny, which playoff loss was worse, last year or the year before for the Lions?
I just don't like the word leakage being used there. That was gross.
I'm just talking about when a kid fills a diaper, sometimes the diaper don't hold it all in. That's Tatum in the fourth quarter.
No, geez.
Well, David, you know, you got 17 kids.
I've dealt with that. Someone says, trouble with the snap. That is Ross and Lapeer.
Right. Now, again, not a playoff loss.
Correct.
But I understand the individuality of that. Yeah, that's a once in 10 lifetimes game. I did the playoffs for a reason, because it does hit different in pro sports, in the moment, and you're in the playoffs, and you endure whatever you want to term the last two Celtics games. It would be the equivalent of, to me, what a Lions fan has endured. Blown a 17-point lead in the NFC title game into rookie quarterback dusting you, your team turn it over five times.
Like, that's the crib, yeah.
Lions fan has endured that. It's just not in the same week. You at least had a year to heal up before getting punched in the face by prime Mike Tyson again.
Some will say they're not healed right now. They're still healing.
Okay. That fair. Fair. David, go ahead.
Johnny from Rochester, originally from Chicago, lifelong Cubs fan. It is a Steve Bartman, hands down, costed us going to the World Series.
I'll never forget Moisey Salou just pointing and screaming and pointing and screaming. Like, it, in that moment, you never realized how bad it was until they went to the replay and you see headset nerd guy. But like, Moisey Salou was going irate.
Yeah, because it wasn't like the play still going on. It's like, hey, you're still playing. There's no timeout. That poor guy got ran out of town.
Is he alive?
Don't know. We don't know anything about him anymore.
He got ran out of town.
He did the Mel Tucker, huh?
No.
Just disappeared?
I remember he said he ordered a pizza and the pepperonis were basically profanity lace FU. And he knew at that point he couldn't stay in Chicago anymore.
That's terrible. I mean, that's just terrible. Well, there's Rico with your pepperoni assault of the day.
But hey, we got a new pope.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.